Real development and differentiation is a rapid process occurring between the 3rd to 8th week. The reason I give you these things, I want you to understand when we talk later with what doesn't develop, why it doesn't develop, and when it doesn't develop. Limb buds first appear as a small elevation on the ventrolateral body of the 4th week. Each limb is covered by mesenchyma from somatic mesoderm, which is later covered by a layer of ectoderm. Distal end of the bud forms like a flipper. Later bones develop myoblasts, aggregate, and develop muscle mass. Upper limb is formed like this. It rotates 90 degrees, giving you to your anatomical position. This is your anatomical position. Now, when we say a dermatome, what does the word dermatome mean? It means an area of skin supplied by one single spinal nerve. I always like you to know definitions, because if you understand the definition, that means you understand what you're talking about. If you just memorize the definition, then you're just a parrot. And all I can do is give you a practice. Okay? Now let's go to the bony anatomy. The bony skeleton, the muscle and soft tissue and vessels and nerve. The proximal row of carpal bones are from the radial to ulnar side, are your scaphoid, your lunate, your tricuspid, and your pisiform. Your distal row is your trapezium, trapezoid, capitate, and hamate. Bones of the hand are 5 metacarpals. The thumb is numbered as number 1, the little finger is number 5. The wrist joint is composed of what? Multiple carpal bones articulating with the radius proximally only. The ulna does not take part in the wrist joint. Okay? And the 5 metacarpals distant. The phalanges. All fingers have 3 phalanges, proximal, middle, and distant, except the thumb, which has only 2. God created them 2 phalanges because it's better functional. There are certain congenital anomalies in where the thumb also has 3 phalanges, and they call triphalangeal thumb. They are less functional than the rest of the body. Now, when you come to evaluate the function of the hand, you must know some kind of percentage. That means if you have an accident, an emergency, an industrial accident, how are you going to compensate this guy? Okay? So, a thumb alone is worthless, because you can only do this or do this. You can't even pick your nose with it. Okay? But the thumb and a finger, any out of these fingers, gives the thumb 50% and the first finger 20%. You get to have the pinch effect. That means one thumb, one finger, is 70% of your function of your hand. Okay, I can write, I can do things, I can do a lot of things. Now, each one of other fingers is worth only 10%. Okay? So thumb alone, 10% of your function alone. Thumbs up or thumbs down. A thumb and a finger, 50-20. If this finger is absent, this finger comes out to be 20. Okay? And each other finger, 40. But if you don't have a thumb, you only have 50% of your function of your hand. And we will show you now some congenital anomalies where the thumb is absent. Now, when you have embryological failure, any part of this embryology could fail at any time. God Almighty has the power. يعني يقدر يركبك في أي شكل هو يشاء. وذكرت هذا الكلام في القرآن. Any part of this embryology, if you have a wide imagination, could stop. Causes? The causes are different, but the result is the same. They could be teratogenic causes. They could be chromosomal abnormalities. Chromosomes could be sex-linked, gene, single gene, multiple genes. They could be caused by viruses. They could be caused by toxic agents or medications that the mother takes during pregnancy. like thalidomide, for example. Okay, the well-known thalidomide. It could be vascular events. You can develop a hemangioma or a lymphangioma. Or it could be trauma. The mother, some people who don't want to show that they're pregnant very much, they wear tight bands, or they get injury. All this play a role in teratogenic or congenital anomalies that may appear. Most anomalies occur between the 25th and 50th week, that means in the first trimester of gestation. Any anomaly occurring after the 7th week occurs as a result of extrinsic compression upon the uterine wall, like an ischemic event, mechanical influence, amniotic constriction band. God Almighty has given the embryo a small cushion made of the amniotic sac filled with water to prevent trauma, like he's given the brain, the meninges filled with cerebrospinal fluid. So that when there's trauma, this takes the trauma. Now this amniotic fluid could be sometimes very little. Okay? And this causes what we call constriction band. Or it starts leaking. So what you get is a band of amniotic fluid depending on any part of the limb, which may cause partial ischemia, may cause even autoamputation. And they call this amniotic constriction band syndrome. Okay? Anybody lost so far? Huh? Everybody's here? Mentally, physically? Yep. Let's go further. The incidence. In 1944, Biersch and Jensen said the incidence was 1 in every 4,000. Only 12 years later, in 1956, because of better awareness, we found the incidence rise very much higher, from 1 to every 625 live births. Okay? What's the reason? 1944, the Second World War was over. In 1956, people became more and more aware of what's around them. Congenital. What does the word congenital mean? Okay, congenital means something that is present at birth. Anything that develops after birth is not congenital. Okay, what does a malformation mean? A gross structural anomaly. Any anomaly is any defect. A gross structural anomaly or multiple anomalies is called a malformation. Are we okay on these two words? I know it's not an English class, but you have to understand them, please. Types. Types of congenital anomaly. Could be syndromic. Or non-syndromic. Syndromic means what? Multiple malformations. Non-syndromic, and it will always reoccur in the same syndrome. Non-syndromic are irregular effects. Could be one single defect. So syndromic means a combination of anomalies, three or four together. They could be single gene link, multiple gene link, or sex link. Okay? Malformation sequence. Poor formation of tissue within the fetus. Radial dysplasia. What does dysplasia mean?
Lack of formation.
No, dysplasia means one tissue changes from one form to another. That means transitional epithelium changing into squamous epithelium. This is called a dysplastic. That means it changes nature, the type of tissue. Okay? Deformation sequence. There is no intrinsic problem in the fetus. Genetically, he's okay. But abnormal external mechanical and structural forces, leaking of amniotic fluid, for example, a structural problem in the uterus, a bicornate uterus, which causes pressure. It may cause amniotic constriction by syndrome. Classification. Failure of formation. Part of the limb fails to form. If it's a transverse arrest, it means transversely. If it's affecting the shoulder, we call it amelia. Transverse arrest in the shoulder, it's called amelia. transverse rest at the elbow is called, or at the wrist, is called acaria. Anything affecting the digits and the metacarpals are called adactin. Okay? Now you know the difference between amelia, acaria, and adactyly. Anybody doesn't know the difference, please? MashaAllah.
Can we say amelia is with no arm?
Up to the shoulder, from the shoulder. The whole limb is left.
The whole limb is acaria without a hand.
And without the wrist.
Without,
adactyly means one digit is missing.
One digit.
Or it could be the digit and the metacarpal, or just the metacarpal, or the whole digit. Okay? Fahimtu wala la? Anybody lost? Huh? Now here's the patient. With what?
Okay.
This is malformation of the wrist here, the whole hand is gone. This is considered to be an acaria. It could be, then let's say, this is transverse. What about if it's longitudinal wrist? This way, instead of like this, it's this way. There are many types. If it's affecting the radial side, it's called preaxial. If it's affecting the ulnar side, it's called postaxial. If affecting the center, it's called cleft hand or lobster hand. Did we lose anybody yet? I'm trying to simplify it as much as possible. It's a big and difficult topic. What I want you to know is the big headlines. If we're going to go into details, I can give you 1 month lectures on these things, on each one of these anomalies. But what I would like you to know, to understand the concept, okay? Because you're not plastic surgeons, you're going to be general surgeons first. Now what is this? What is absent here? This is called a radial club hand.
Preaxial.
Why? The thumb is absent. And the radius is absent. What takes part in the wrist joint? The radius with metacarpals. The mafi radius, for there's nothing holding the metacarpals, the hand goes like this. And there's an absent radius and thumb. This is called radial club hand. Okay? It's a preaxial malformation. You don't have to know this, but I'll tell you the treatment is, of course, arthrodesis. Arthrodesis in this position. That, what does arthrodesis mean? We go inside, we chew out all the cartilage, put some bone graft, so the wrist doesn't move. So we have two functions in the hand. The functional position, this is called the safe position, and this is the functional position. Why is this the functional position? I will tell you why. If you have a hand like this, what can I do? I can grab this from this guy. Okay? So if I'm going to arthrodesis the hand in any position, I will always this position. But if this hand can move, fine. Okay, this is number one. What else is lacking? Thumb. So how do I get a thumb?
You can take one of the fingers.
I take one of these fingers, rotate it in the area of the thumb, put it here, and remove one joint. What do we call this? It's called pollicization of a finger. We take it with the metacarpal here completely. Separated completely, shiru hina, uthibbitu, in this position. Then how much function did I lose from the hand?
10%.
Tamam? So, we fixed it in the functional position in the wrist, pollicization of this finger here, remove one of the joints, so we don't have a triphalangeal thumb, we have a biphalangeal thumb, proximal and distal, get it in this function, this will move like this, and this will move like this. Okay? Did I lose anybody here? It's a radio club hand. No, it's usual. Usually the thumb goes with the radio. There's an ulnar club hand, which goes the other way around, but the wrist joint is okay. The problem with ulnar club hand is where?
Elbow.
Because the elbow takes part in there. So what do we do with the elbow? We fix it in this position. In ulnar club hand. What's that?
Bone graft, no, it's after.
Bone graft?
Yeah.
ربنا كل أحد مولود بيزقط عياره. Number one.
Fibula.
بناخد الفيبولا. I can take from the iliac crest. حوض قد إيش كبر. I can take a rib. I can take part of this part here. دل الحرمية. أقرب شو أحط جوا. We have a lot of sources. Okay. Every one of you is born with his own spare parts. أصليه من الجميع. Okay? Next. Huh? Central array. This is what we call the lobster head. Huh? What do you call lobster in Arabic? Abu Jalambu. Okay. This patient here, for example, it looks so ugly. Mind you, how much function does he have in his hand? 50, 70, 80. He can almost do everything that he can in his hands. We do nothing for him. The only thing, if he lives in Europe, we have to make custom-made gloves. Okay? Otherwise, believe it or not, these patients have a very good function in their hands. The only problem they can't do is make them like this. Yeah? And this hand, because they need this. They need the hands.
And the two?
No.
Are they common? These three malformations?
These occur. Occur. Of course, we are hand surgeons as well as plastic surgeons, so we see quite a lot because they're referred to us. Now, hand surgery depends, is a speciality entity on its own. You can be either a plastic surgeon or an orthopedic surgeon to push to a hand fellowship. Because in the Saudi, orthopedic surgeons don't do any of this. They send it all to the plastic surgeons. Okay? So we refer areas, so we get everything in hand. Now, soft tissue and cutaneous syndactyly. What does that mean? Syndactyly means stuck together. Soft tissue means only skin. Osseous means skin and bone. Is that difficult? You see how easy the topic is? So, let's see an example. Huh?
Cutaneous
syndactyly. It could be osseous. If you do an x-ray, when I get the joint stuck together, it's an osseous. بس من برا كده, we just call it syndactyly. If we do an x-ray, no bone is stuck together, it's a soft tissue syndactyly. Again, okay. Congenital tumorous condition, vascular hemangiomas, port wine stains, neurological neurofibromas, connective tissue, juvenile aponeurotic fibroma, skeletal and osteochondromas. Now, hemangiomas, what do? Increase blood supply. But if you increase blood supply to the growth plate, what is the growth plate? This is the, where the bone grows. Bone doesn't grow okay the haphazard. One side of the bone grows. So with the blood supply continues to see it. It grows more. Okay? So vascular malformation, connective tissue neurofibromas. What is an osteochondroma? Osteochondroma is like a bruise. Bruise like a lump, hard. Sometimes it comes in the digit. They're called osteochondromas. So what do we do with these patients? We take them inside, curate it out, a cartilage. We نحشي شوية من حقنا the good old-fashioned bone graft. We get our غيار اللي ربنا سبحانه وتعالى جاب مع كل واحد منكم. Even the brain عندكم, ما شاء الله, You only use half of your brain. Unfortunately, some people don't even use that part. Okay? Are we okay so far?
Yes.
Duplication. What does that mean, duplication? It means the whole limb could be duplicated. He can have two limbs. He can have double humerus, a double radius, a double ulna. There's a condition where you have two hands together, stuck in one hand. What is the function of this person? نجيب وضرب الناس كفوف. أو نخلي عجام بيتزا. But on one hand, he has two hands.
He has the hand?
Well, two hands, as I've seen two hands. He has actually duplicate the whole hand. Like you can, but then you find two hands.
Two hands in one side.
In one side. Okay? He has a problem with gloves. Okay? But this is possible. So duplication could occur. You can duplicate the whole limb, part of the limb. Subhanallah, you can see so many different phenomena. Okay? Now, sometimes it's just a digit, like this, a redundant digit. Small little nubbing, zegin little, knock it off. You can have a thumb duplication. I didn't show you a picture of a full hand, and next time maybe I should. It's interesting. But this is a thumb duplication. Another thumb duplication. One thumb here, another thumb on top. Okay? Overgrowth, Depends. Sometimes it's just stuck on a cutaneous tissue. You can just cut it off and throw it away. Sometimes no, there's bone issue inside. And sometimes if you have two coming off like here, there's a problem. What's the problem? There's a collateral ligament here and collateral ligament here. What is the function of the collateral ligament? Prevents this collateral ligament prevents this joint from coming this side. This collateral ligament prevents this joint coming from this side. If this collateral ligament is gone, a joint will just dislocate. So what we have to do is remove the digit, save the collateral ligament of this digit to repair the side collateral ligament. Is it logical? So it's a little bit. Let's go not into the repair, then. مادة كبيرة. I'm just trying to لمح لكم الموضوع so we can talk about it. عشان ما افتح لكم مجال واسع, or you're gonna hit the books and get all confused. Okay? Whole limb could be hemihypertrophy. Or partial limb associated with vascular malformation. Macrodactyly, you can have one digit just overgrowth. One hand, فجأة تلاقي one hand كده حجمه. The other hand normal. Part of the hand, three fingers, very big. Macrodactyly is usually associated with a nerve distribution. يعني مثلا الميديان نيرف هنا بيصير ثلاثة صوابع دي تلاقيها very big ودي ثلاثة صوابع. Okay? It's called macrodactyly. Again, the thumb. Undergrowth is another anomaly. One limb, it forms, but forms juvenile, becomes small. Or forearm is small. Or hand alone, or digit. It happens the same thing in the feet. We're talking about hand, but it happens in the feet. Sometimes you have, looking very funny, you have this bone down. Is gone. Yeah, and you have the foot stuck up here. And there's no joint. So what do you do? There's a little bit to make it a little more interesting.
Flap.
Huh?
Don't flap.
No? Yeah, it's the same thing that happens in the limb, which is not important to walk on. But on the limb, rigid, لو لقيت هذا التبية ما هي موجودة والفوت stuck up coming out from the knee. The upper limb and lower limb are very similar. As the lower limb, they're near orthopedic. مال ندعو فيه. So what we do in this lower limb, we do something called a Van Seff operation. What is the Van Seff operation? This is the leg. This is the knee joint. We take this leg, ونعمل عكس. It looks very funny when you see him without the leg. تلاقي رجله هذه معكوسة. What you do is, you use the ankle joint as the knee joint, تركب له prosthesis. he can walk on a below knee prosthesis. But when he takes off the prosthesis, it looks very funny. رجل معكوسة كده ومعلقة هنا فوق. This is just to give you an example that the lower limb and upper limb are very, very similar. But the functional anomaly on the lower limb is different from the one on the upper limb. Any questions here, gentlemen? Constriction ring syndrome. Constriction ring syndrome, we said we can have a band. The band sometimes only occurs partial and just reduces the lymphatic. Sometimes it causes even auto amputation, part of the digit, or even the whole limb from the constriction band syndrome. Okay? Now, this is one here. Look at here. You see here what's happened? You see the tips of these fingers? Huh?
Yeah.
Now, this is all amputation from constriction band syndrome. They go on the digits and amputated these digits. Okay?
معلش تعيد الموضوع كونستركشن بان
كونستركشن بان ربنا سبحانه وتعالى ادى الامنيوتيك امنيوتيك ميمبرين full of fluid and if the fluid is very little or it's leaky يبقى ميمبرين الطفل بيتحرك this membrane wraps around part of the limb and causes ischemia مزبوط ولا لا sometimes partial ischemia you just get a band sometimes it can even go amputation intrauterine given my toilet of tuffin could be a digit could be a whole hand could be a thumb secondary to ischemic there's no neurological there's no genetic problem it's just a constriction band syndrome فهمتوا الموضوع يا شباب I think that's the end of it generalized abnormalities and syndrome okay now I'm more than happy to answer any questions you have. هتقولوا كلكم فهمتوا. You understood everything? هي حد ما فهم شيء؟ يا شباب يوم الامتحان يكرم المرء أو يهان أو يهان Oh, Johan, it's your chance now to ask me any questions. Fadda. Ali Sotak, Ali Sotak. No. No. That only occurs in worms and scorpions. You cut a part off in humans, no, it won't grow back. But on the other thing, studies has proven that if you do an intrauterine operation, for example, a cleft lip, طفل intrauterine cleft lip, فتحت اليوترس طلعته عملت repair, اتولد ما في scar.
سوونا هنا.
It's done in certain things. We haven't done it here. This is under trial.
Plastic ولا أورجاني.
There's a lot of things. You have to open the uterus. We do it in cows. Sheep. نفتح بطن الخروف. نعمل له congenital cleft lip. نقص الشفة حقته. نخيطها nicely كده وندخله تاني في the womb of the mother. And allow gestation to complete. Then he's born without any scars. Subhanallah. But if you amputate the limb, it grows back again? No. Khalas ya shabab? Any other topic in plastic surgery you don't understand? Or anything else in surgery you don't understand? I'm more than happy to answer for you. MashaAllah, we're very fadda. Ali Soto.
Yeah.
He has only three fingers. We allow him to grow because we don't want to touch the fingers while they're small. Because if you affect the growth plate, they will stay small. We allow the child to grow and then he will suffer. almost adult size, then we can repair them. We can then policize one of them and do whatever to increase the function. طيب يا شباب ورقة الحضور جاك النور؟
نعم.
Boring lecture؟
نعم.
طيب ورقة الحضور وجاء لكم هي يا شباب. الحمد لله everybody understood everything ما شاء الله. تفضل. خلينا وجهها وحطوا مساميكم زي ما تحبوا. وصلوها للسكرتيرة. واللي ما حضر الليكتشر وجيني يوم الاختبار عارف انه ما حضر الليكتشر. واللي حضر الليكتشر وكان نايم برضه عارف مين كان نايم. مين كان اكل فول وبصل وصور؟
عارف.
انت وجهها خذوها وجهها خذوها. يا رب. لأن دي كلها تركين عشان ما تكتب. تفضل يا شباب بالتوفيق الله يوفقكم يا اولادي
شكرا لكم
السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام
I think we still have one more lecture بعدين معاكم ها
اللي
هو skin soft tissue tumors دكتور قطان اداكم introduction from the plastic surgery
اول محاضرة
اداكم هذه اول محاضرة دكتور قطان اظن حيديكم واحدة I used to give you burns اظن دكتور خالد زهراني حيديكم البيرنز وانا حديكم الكومن بروبلمز ان سكيل سوفت تيشو تيومرز اوكي اني تايم يو نيد انيثينج يا شباب انا تحت امركم السلام عليكم هتكون كلها اصلا في الويب سايت كلها حيتحط في الويب سايت يلا السلام عليكم السلام عليكم
ان شاء الله من حضر يا شباب
الله يوفقك
من حضر
طب حالك كمل
تشغيل التشغيل اللي مشى ولا
شوف
رحمن عيسى اظن لا خلصت تحضير الخلايا
انا